On the subject of flight, Americans are all adjusting, or trying to. NPR's Alex Chadwick returned to flying a few days ago for the first time since the attacks.
I've been on 4 planes in the last week. This is what to expect. You get to the airport earlier than you ever have, and maybe still, it's not early enough. Some airports do seem to function pretty well. Others, at times, are so overwhelmed with passengers, you will want to give up and go back home. Especially flying in Baltimore. Hundreds of people stood in line there to get through security for one concourse. A few feet away, there was another line, like a slightly lower circle of hell, for those waiting to check bags. It ran down the same long corridor, then bent away through an open atrium and disappeared out of view behind a counter. Get a newspaper or a book. Otherwise, you wait with nothing to do and wonder about asking who's ever behind you to hold your place for a moment. And we Americans aren't used to lines like these or to the long enforced company of strangers. We're closed in with others on elevators, but that's over quickly before it gets awkward not saying anything. We don't know how to behave in the lines, but maybe we know what to expect, and I'm pleasantly surprised to report to you that I was pleasantly surprised. Human nature did all right. People were patient, understanding, polite, helpful, and serious. It took about an hour to get through that line of hundreds, and nobody complained. Other observations. Some airports are allowing curbside check-in again. Use it if you can. If you travel with a computer, they'll make you take it out of the case and send it naked through the X-ray machine. No knives, obviously, but also nothing pointed. I had to break off the fold-out nail file from some clippers. Past security, there are soldiers in camouflage uniforms. They carry automatic weapons, and it's reassuring. You show your photo ID more than you ever did before, and the people who ask to see it, some of them anyway, really do look. The air crews are noticeably more alert. This must be a strain on them, but no one I saw showed it. If anything, they seemed far more engaged than they have in years. And this, what you do not see in airports now, the particular set of passengers I've flown with for years, for as long as I can remember, but which are absent. In airports and on airplanes, there are no longer any children. In Washington, this is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.